Are you through to Leah at MMA Legal? How can I help?
Yes, hello. It's a Miss Alwyn Carroll here. You sent me a text message saying you had called me about further information you need.
Let me have a little look. One second.
Yeah.
Yes, I can see that here. Before I start and ask these questions, I do just have to let you know calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Uh-huh.
And for the purpose of data protection, are you able to confirm your date of birth and your postcode for me?
Yes, it's 4-8-1964.
Yep.
And the postcode is EH355LL.
That's amazing. Thank you very much. Were you known by any other names during your time in care or any other surnames?
No.
No? Okay. Can you provide your mother's name if you remember it?
Yeah. My mum's name was Mrs. Susan Carroll.
Okay.
Same name as mine, K-I-E-R-E-L.
And your father's name?
Felix Carroll, F-E-L-I-X. Felix Carroll. Again.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be exact, as I can understand it's probably very difficult to remember. Can you remember at all anything about your address prior to care, so even if it's just the area you were in?
Yeah, I remember my home address, brought up as a child. And
yes.
That was 49 Hillwood Terrace.
Yeah.
Rathall Station.
Yeah.
And it comes under Newbridge, Newbridge. That's
yeah.
A state, Newbridge, Midlothian.
Midlothian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no problem at all. Are you currently registered with AGP Practice?
Yes, Ormiston Practice, Ormiston.
Ormiston
Medical Practice, Ormiston, O-R-M-I-S-T-O-N. Ormiston Medical Practice.
Perfect. Okay, so yeah, I've got mother's name is Susan Carroll. I've got Felix Carroll, Ormiston Medical Practice, and I've got 49 Hillwood Terrace, Rathall Station, Newbridge, Midlothian.
Yeah, that's Rathall Station, R-A-T-H-O.
Ah, okay.
R-A-T-H-O. Rathall Station, uh-huh.
Newbridge, Midlothian.
Yes, and my GP's name is Kerry Stevens.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that. I've now added that to your file. The reason we ask for parents' names, just so it doesn't feel out of the ordinary, is due to the fact that councils now hold any care records under your parents' names, not the children's names.
Uh-huh.
So now we have your parents' names, we can clarify this with the council, and they can find more accurate records, okay?
Uh-huh. Is the case going okay?
Case is going really well, yeah. We're very close to getting all of your records back.
Uh-huh. So how many records have you got now? Because I think it was maybe the 3 records you had back last time I spoke to the lawyer.
Yeah, that's. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4.
We're
currently just waiting for your GP records and your records from Midlothian.
How many do you need?
So at the minute we need, for yourself, it says you were in Newton Stewart. Was that the children's home you were in?
Yes.
We need council records, so care records that show that that is where you resided. That's where you were in care.
Uh-huh.
And we need any GP records that can show anything about your time after care.
And that's it.
And then we'll do something called a witness statement with you once we have all of those back. And I will say it can be a bit tough. It can be really hard because it is going back over everything. But that is it's basically the last chance to say what you need to say to redress, tell them what you need to tell them. And then when we send it off to redress, we're looking at payments in about 8 to 12 weeks. So we're hoping before Christmas.
Oh, that would be lovely. That would be really good for me. I wonder, Oh, I forgot what I was going to ask. Sorry, Kerry, I've got brain fog.
No, it's okay.
Well, no, it's not Kerry. Sorry, did I get your name? No.
Leah.
Leah.
Well, but I'll go by Kerry if you want.
Oh, no. I was thinking about my doctor. I'm never away from you.
Oh, I'm exactly the same. I think I ring my doctors about 4 times a week. I've got the number on speed dial now.
Oh, dear. Thanks very much, Leila. Thank you for
that. That's okay. What I'll do is because my colleague James is your case handler, so I'll speak to James and ask him to chase your records, okay?
Thank you very much.
No problem. You take care, and thank you for that information.
Yeah, thank you, though. Thank you very much.
All right. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye.